Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Bills GM Brandon Bean was a guest on the Jerry and Joe show.
Jerry and Joe.
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 You're listening to
Jerry and Joe on WGR in Buffalo.
No Jerry today. Jerry is off this week. Good morning. I'm back, though. Excited to be back. What did I miss? Good morning. Sal Capaccio is on this morning as well from a beautiful, I'm sure, studio Capaccio. The sun is out. That's one thing I miss, Sal, is the sun is a lot brighter in 8 days or 10 days since I last woke up to do the show this early than in just 2 weeks, not even 2 weeks.
Yeah, first of all, maybe we should just call it Joe and Sam or something, you know, and it'd be even... In Italy, Salvatores are Sams. Sam, it's kind of like a nickname. Yeah. For Sal, it's Sammy. So there you go. Actually, I have a cousin named Sam, Sammy, yeah. And I did not know until I was older his name was the same as mine, Salvatore. I had no idea until like I was 20 years old or something. I'm like, wait a minute. He's okay. My cousin. We have the same name? Like, I've been calling him Sammy. Like, I know, but his name is Salvatore.
There was
named
never...
after the same grandfather, basically. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, there was never a thought that you were going to be Sam for short? It was always going to be Sal?
I was never Sam. I was always Sal my whole life. So, but my cousin was Sammy, even though his name was Salvatore. Yeah, Studio Capaccio. I did some rearranging here. So maybe the last time people saw, and the wider shot is a little different for the podcast. But and then on top of that, because there's a window in Studio Capaccio, the sunlight shines in sometimes, Joe. That's not going to happen as much. Took care of that as well. So I won't see any sun while I'm on with you today. But I will tell you.
Gotcha.
When the sun came out yesterday, my God, did it feel good.
So
holy cow.
That's one thing. A lot that I want to get into. I took a trip to Fort Lauderdale over the week. So, you know, call me spoiled, and I think that's definitely fair because when you plan a trip like that, you're thinking, okay, I'm going to get some great weather down there, but what am I going to be missing while I'm here in May? You know, you might be thinking it's going to be a pretty nice week, and that did not appear to be the case in any regard from what I saw on social media, from what you were all experiencing here over the last
show
8 days. It was tough.
I will say, so it was miserable this weekend. The weather here was miserable this weekend.
Yeah.
You were not around. It was a great week for you to not be here.
Yeah.
And not only miserable, I mean, it was like anything you wanted to do, it's Memorial Day weekend, you just kind of couldn't do. For example, with me and other people listening, they have kids that have maybe travel tournaments and softball or baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, we knew going into Friday night, we had a tournament scheduled. It's Darien Lake, Six Flags Tournament. So we were supposed to play out in Pembroke. Genesee Community College was one of the sites where they said we'd have the games. And they had to move the games to the turf football field to play baseball. Luckily, these days, you can move bases around and even mounds now. So we actually played Saturday. We played. The kids played. And the Friday night games were canceled. Saturday, in the rain and drizzle, two games like that. And we're standing. And kids were champs. Parents were standing out there, okay. And then Sunday was worse, and that was on the grass fields, actually. But shout out to the people who did the tournament and all that. But we got two games in Saturday, two games in Sunday. It was not fun. I'm sure the kids, but hey, they had a great time. Came home a little muddy. It was okay.
Yeah. Well, at least they got it in. Because, like, for me, like, just, you know, recreational volleyball and golf league, like, everything I had, like, over the week got canceled. It felt like. So I don't really think I missed anything. We'll get to what I missed in the sports world, but it felt like every time I opened Twitter, it was, oh, everyone's complaining about how cold and rainy it is. So didn't feel great about that. And then again, this is where I'm spoiled. What was the first day I got back? I got back Sunday night. So yesterday was the first full day I had back. And I'm like, oh, this is great. This is 70 and sunny. Perfect. Must have brought the sunshine with me.
Yeah, and then it's going to get, we're going to have a little bit of rain again later in the week. Today's going to be nice, warm, a little cloudier, I guess. But I'm looking long term. I'm just, let's get through this because it looks like it's going to be beautiful basically through next week.
Yeah, yeah. Get to that. Get to the good weather. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on today's show. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off this week, as I mentioned. Sal is in, and excited to have Sal on today and through the week because it is OTA's week for the Buffalo Bills. So we will get into that. Just some stuff, though, you know, we have the big things happen while Blank is away. It was always Howard, and then it's happened to me a couple times. It's happened to you. It's happened to Jeremy. How did I do this go-around? I missed the Bandits winning the NLL championship for the third year in a row.
Very cool. I think, though, that's more of a scheduled big thing.
Sure.
A lot of times we talk about big things happen when people are away. It's, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. Wow, you missed this.
Right.
That was a scheduled big thing. So by the time you left, you knew they were playing in this game.
Yes.
And they were either going to win or lose the NLL championship. But we could start with that for sure. Congratulations to the Bandits. I mean, what an amazing run and dynasty they've built here.
It
is really awesome to see, you know, a three-peat here in Buffalo, a championship. And this is a sport that's grown so much, and it has for the last several years. We were at the championship game last year, weren't able to go this year because of the baseball tournament, but really dialed in, listening actually on the way home, listening to the call on WGR Sports Radio 550 and John Gertler. And at halftime, Gertler's like, I really like the way Saskatchewan is playing right now, and I don't really love the way Buffalo's playing, and they're going to have to really kind of flip the switch here in the second half, and boy, did they, Joe, and it was amazing. Got home, and just by the time I got home, there was kind of no doubt that they were winning it. And that's a really cool feeling when you know you could just celebrate almost an entire quarter, essentially, of knowing you're going to win the championship.
Yeah, they go on that run in the third quarter. I had we were waiting to go out to dinner, so I had some time to put the game on my laptop, and I got there right at the end of the second quarter, and then the third quarter. Right, it's only a one-goal game with, 9 minutes to go in the third, and I don't think Saskatchewan scored again. Right? It was 7-6, I think, at one point in time, and the final was
7-6 at halftime, I believe.
Even at halftime. Okay, so
I think that's what it was.
Right, so they go on that run, and it wasn't dramatic into the fourth quarter. So, packed house, you get the celebration. Listen, like, no one wants to see them lose in game two when they're in Saskatchewan, but I'm watching that game, I'm like, I'm not really going to be super mad if they lose this game because the opportunity to have that night, right, if you're a Bandits fan and you want to be there when they win it. So to have that line up for you in a perfect way, I think was pretty cool because they've won on home court at least two of the last three, if not all three.
Yeah, and listen, I was listening to, I think they had, I think it might have been the commissioner on at halftime. I apologize for not knowing exactly who it was. It might have been the actual commissioner of the league on. And they were talking about how there's a new CBA coming up in the NLL, actually.
Okay.
And this is a bit of a point of contention, and they don't know exactly where it's going with stars next season and players and new CBA. And basically how he was talking about how the revenue is, and there's certain teams that are really great at marketing their product, and they're great at doing what they do, and it really resonates in their city, and Buffalo's one of them. And I know this is going to not sound great for a lot of people because they don't love this team, but the Bandits are kind of like the Yankees. when it comes to lacrosse. Mm. They have this huge kind of advantage in revenue because people go to the games and they buy tickets and they have a lot of a lot more resources to kind of do what they need to do. And it's great for them because this is why they now have three championships in a row. Nothing wrong with it. But hey, if you're someone who says, oh my gosh, you know, revenue sharing, and I don't exactly know how they work it in NLL, yeah. But I will tell you that, you know, according to this interview, I believe it was the commissioner, he basically acknowledged, hey, like, there's some teams like Buffalo who have a bigger advantage because of how they do it and the fact that they have more resources available to them.
Right. Well, right. I mean, the packed house and, yeah. I mean, just players. I would imagine in that sport, I wonder how different like the money is from team to team, but more so that if you're a player on Saskatchewan or you're a player for one of these other teams, maybe that has trouble drawing, you know, more than a couple thousand fans. If you just go play a road game in Buffalo and you're like, man, I gotta get there someday. I gotta play for that team because you might just want to feel like you're playing in, you know, the biggest show. Which, when you've got 18,000 fans and sellouts throughout the year, I mean, that's going to be tough to compete with in another market unless you match it in terms of that amount of fans. It is, looking at their seasons now, so it is a three-peat. And the last five NLL playoffs that they've held, because there was COVID mixed in there, the Bandits have made the championship round in every single one of them. Five in a row and three wins in a row. So I don't necessarily rooting for them to change the format or whatever to make it,
right.
You know, different. I like that the Bandits just out there winning every year here recently. Yeah. And they did go a long time. I mean, they won when I was a kid. They went in 2008, so I'm 13. And then they go 15 years without winning one. Maybe that's kind of like the Yankees too, though. They're in that period of time right now. Because it's been 16 years for them, so
yes, it has.
Yeah, I'm not hoping that we get a difference there, but very cool for them. Josh Byrne, Dane Smith continue to just be unbelievable. Of course, a myriad of others. Frazier scoring another behind the back goal that you're probably going to see circulated on SportsCenter and everywhere, and probably already.
I mean,
have.
I love the fact that Ian MacKay was voted the MVP of the finals, the playoffs, the finals, and. The reason I say that is because, you know, Byrne and Dane Smith, they get a lot of publicity for how great they are, and no doubt. But, you know, for a guy like Ian MacKay, he's been here a while, to have the season he had, to see him, you know, hoist the MVP trophy was super cool. And then Matt Vince, I mean, what can you say about a guy that's in his mid-40s, Joe, basically, doing what he's doing now? He has two three-peats in his career, actually, as a goalie. And at the end of the broadcast on ESPN, one of the announcers said, you know, heck with goalie, he has to be considered one of the greatest lacrosse players ever. And I think that's right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that because you have to take position out of it to achieve what he's achieved and do and has done what he's done. It's pretty remarkable.
So the Bandits win, and I saw them doing they're going around with the trophy, so maybe you'll see it out and about town in the next couple of days if you haven't already, and there'll be a parade as well, which I don't know exactly when that's going to be. I should get some details for you on that, which they did last year and the year before, so we'll get some details on that. What else did I miss? The Bills are going to be on Hard Knocks. Or are they?
Oh, did you miss that part? Did you miss that?
I mean, I wasn't here for it.
Oh, you weren't here for that.
I wasn't here for it. The Bills getting announced for Hard Knocks late last week.
Why do you ask, or are they? You're questioning if this is true?
Well, they haven't announced it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't take that to mean that they're not doing it. Is it weird that they haven't themselves announced that they are going to be on Hard Knocks?
You tell me, why do you think they haven't announced it or acknowledged it?
I don't even know if I have a good guess. Could it just be that they don't really want to be on it? Could that have something to do with it?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I would lean more like that.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you this. Yeah, the Bills didn't volunteer for this. They didn't raise their hand and tell the NFL, we want to do this.
Okay.
Now, yeah. They'll be willing. They'll be good partners when it comes to it, when it's all said and done. But I think when it comes to acknowledging it, putting out something official, it's, okay, let's make sure we do this right. We weren't itching for this. We didn't want this. But if you're going to kind of make us do this and select us, you know, when we announce it, let's do it the right way to make sure that it's good for everybody, right? I think that's probably, to me, yeah, the way it reads. Because I will tell you that this is not something they raised their hand for and said, here, choose us. The Bills were always a team, and the messaging has been consistent on this, Joe, which is, it's not something we really want to do. In fact, Brandon Bean has said what they do for Embedded kind of takes care of that for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they give their own behind the scenes. They give their own all access to their fans. Well, what happened? The league said, we're going to change the rules. The Bills were always basically ineligible for Hard Knocks, at least over the last, you know, 6-7 years, because they had made the playoffs every year, essentially. Uh-huh. Well, the league said, and NFL Films and HBO got together and said, well, we need more of a diverse pool of teams that we can choose from. And there's more storylines out there we'd like. So, and then we have all these teams are saying no, especially what happened after the Giants and Joe Shane last year and all of that. We want to make sure teams just don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we're going to change the rules. So back literally a couple months ago at the owners' meetings, they said, we're going to change the rules and say, it doesn't matter if you made the playoffs or not. You can still be the team. Well, guess what? That's what happened to the Bills. So now the Bills are chosen to be on, and you're right. They have not officially acknowledged it. They have not officially put an announcement out. I'm sure that could happen today for all I know. But I'll tell you, I'm pretty sure it's because they want to make sure, okay, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right, because we're not really totally down with doing it, to be honest with you. They chose us to do it, and we kind of didn't have a say.
Right. Yeah, the Joe Shane thing, I mean, that has kind of changed the perspective a little bit. And for those that don't know or have heard us reference that, and not here to explain in a while, basically the Giants GM, former Bills assistant GM last year, was on their offseason version of Hard Knocks, kind of, you know, like in front of the camera, talking about how they don't really need Saquon Barkley. They need, like, they're not going to pay Daniel Jones $40 million to hand the ball off. The owner saying he'll lose sleep if Barkley goes to Philadelphia. And then that happens. And really a lot of the... Isn't this true? Like, not to say that it wasn't noteworthy or memorable when it happened, but a lot of the embarrassment that happened with that clip happened once the season got rolling. Right? And Barkley having the season that he did. It was a callback to, wow, remember those dummies over in New York, what they were talking about in the offseason? Now Barkley's rushing for 2,000 yards. He might break the record. I just would be surprised. One, because that did happen. And I wonder how much more, say, an editorial control a team could now have than they even did before on what actually goes to air on HBO. That's one preventative measure that the Bills could have to not getting embarrassed in any way for something. And two, I just don't know, Sal, what the storyline would be. I guess maybe you would never know beforehand, but I don't know what the storyline would be for the Bills that could set them up for anything near what Joe Shane and the Giants went through last year with that. I mean, maybe something James Cook related, but I don't know.
But here's, I think, what the issue is, Joe. Did the Giants even think there was going to be some sort of massive, oh my God, storyline that blew up in their face? Yes, that happened with Saquon, and of course there could have been something with that. I think the reason why, for something like the Giants, to use them as an example, is I don't think the Giants knew that some of the things that were happening behind the scenes or what was said was going to blow up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon is obviously a big one, and what happened, but the conversations surrounding him, the meeting in the office between Mara and Joe Shane, the way that they kind of reacted to some of the news that came out. I think it's like, hey, if we're going to be on these kinds of shows, you never know when anything is going to get totally misconstrued, totally misperceived, or we didn't realize what we said was going to be so, I don't know, some bombastic, I guess, for, you know, people to grab hold of and, you know, turn us into clowns. I think that's kind of what is the issue. It's not that you think there's going to be a storyline. It's you never know what can be a storyline.
Right. Yeah, that's right. So that's a good point, right? You wouldn't know what it would be beforehand, and especially, right, in today's social media world, anything that looks bad could get taken out of context, in, like, even a football manner. The Giants, remember, there was also stuff about Shane trying to get up for a quarterback, maybe was a part of Hard Knocks, and he kind of failed at that last year, and it was kind of out there. And, I mean, it was Daniel Jones, so, like, it's not like, you know, he would have known that they were so committed to him going into last year. But there was a little of that, too. Like, oh, here's your GM clearly on this program wanting to go after a quarterback and not getting it. And now you've got to go back to Daniel Jones and be like, oh, no, we're committed to you. Yeah, we did try to replace you, but we're committed to you. So there was that, too, last year. August 5th, I believe I saw for that for the Bills, by the way. August 5th for Hard Knocks training camp.
Oh, is that? I didn't see that. I know that training camp schedule is not even out yet, but I'm
right.
Basically, if you take what the CBA date is from the start of the first game to your start of your first practice, you move back that way and you do the math, and then you look at last year's calendar. I'm guessing it's going to be like July 23rd.
Okay,
could be the 24th. You never know with report date and first practice and media and all that. So it's going to be probably one of those. And that's a pretty early date. I mean, Joe, you think about it, everything's early on the calendar this year. Think about Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Memorial Day this year was the 26th of May. It's a pretty early Memorial Day, right? I mean, we're still several days away from June. So, I mean, training camp's right around the corner when you think of it like that. We are, I mean, less than 2 months away. And then, so August 5th would make sense. And that would coincide with what, right before, I guess, the first preseason week.
Yeah, August 5th, I see, by the way, for HBO Max, and HBO, obviously, for the start of the Bills season. So that, I guess, would make sense for when, maybe around when they start training camp. So the Bills will be on Hard Knocks. What else did I miss over the week, Sal? There was a Bo Byram trade rumors that Tush Push narrowly survived. Deion Dawkins got a Protector of the Year award for the NFL, right?
Yeah, same day that Hard Knocks was announced.
Yeah, so that happened too. So
did you miss? We discussed. I went into detail on my movie scenes shoot. I did that last week.
I know that happened, but I didn't. Yeah. And I had seen pictures of, like, kind of the back room where fans had been waiting. I didn't see the details of it.
Yeah, I had I have a small speaking role in the Hallmark movie.
Yes.
So not an actual role. And I went to the stadium last week and shot two scenes. I didn't realize I was in two scenes, believe it or not. I only thought I was in one because I had a speaking role. But they said, oh, no, you're in a second one where you're literally sitting at a conference table with other people and kind of listening in and watching. So I had to do that and then had to change wardrobes and go in and do the speaking scene. And we did about, Joe, I'd probably say 10 to 15 takes of each scene. It's a process. And, you know, you never want to be the person and the reason why you do an extra take. It can happen.
Sure.
I would say for me, thankfully, like, I think a couple were, okay, do this differently. But it was more so everything going around it where they wanted to. I get what I've learned is how they do these things. It's not when you say how many takes did it take. It's not just because people mess up. They just want different versions of everything. A lot of times.
Right.
They want different angles. They want different wording. They want you to stand in a different spot. And then they're going to take, and then they're going to do it all over and say, stand there. We're going to film you just for 2 seconds standing there so we can get a close-up of your face. There's a lot of different things that go into it.
So 10, 15 takes. How long? And that this is for two scenes, you said?
Each scene, I would say, was 10 to 15
okay.
takes. Yeah, and the first one was literally the person who plays the main character Matt D'Addario, he was at a conference table at the head of it. We were all standing around as like employees of the team, and he was giving like a speech to us about how he was thankful and that the stadium was coming along. A lot of it revolves around the construction of the new stadium, actually. And he was doing that. So a lot of it was stopping and starting with his particular speech, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then the other scene was him and I talking and walking, and then someone comes in and talks to us, and then we have a little more dialogue and walk out again.
So how long is that process taking? Where how long is the 10 to 15 takes taking? Is that like an hour of work?
Yeah, it's probably an hour, maybe a little less, depending on. But yeah, I would say that was probably right. And so I was there from start to finish. I mean, you know, granted, you could, my scenes, luckily, they kind of lumped together. I filmed it, went, they had to change the set. I got my wardrobe change. I was there for about 4.5 to 5 hours total.
Gotcha.
Wasn't too bad.
That's not too bad. It really does put in perspective of like how long it takes to shoot those movies, why it takes so long.
Yes.
That's a process.
Matt D'Addario said to me, at one time we talked about it, and he said, yeah, a lot of people, they want to be on a movie set, which is really cool. But they don't realize sometimes it's literally like a very boring 12-hour day of doing the same thing over and over again for 12 hours.
Right.
Like, yeah, I guess you could think of it that way.
Yeah. Well, a lot to get to. We'll get to Bills OTAs, which is today, as we move on from what I missed over the week. I do have one observation about being in Florida Panther country from, you know, 15 to 20 minutes away from where the arena is during a week where they are playing in the conference finals. Very interesting observations that I have about that team and the market, even as they're going through a playoff run. It might be a little bit more than you think that they care, but also amazing. There's just big differences. There's big differences I want to get into. But a lot to get to on the Bills and their OTAs, the Hurricanes winning last night to keep that series alive. It's Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio. If you are on hold, Rich, stay there. We'll get to you right when we come back. We got Paul Hamilton at 7:30 this morning. Got Stephen Ellis from the Daily Faceoff at 8:30. We'll talk with Paul about the Amerks and Tage Thompson. I want to get more in-depth on Tage at the World Championships. He scored the golden goal, overtime winner, to win gold for the United States over the weekend. And I tend to think that solidifies his place for Team USA at the Olympics, as long as nothing out of the ordinary happens between now and then. But Stephen Ellis has been writing about that, so he watched every game. I want to get into that with him a little bit in the 8 o'clock hour as well. So a lot to get to. 803-0550, the phone number, if you would like to hop on. It's Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.